How we do? You know, it's a privilege to be able to speak this evening. And, you know, just some things one cannot manufacture on their own, as much as you would like to. And what I'm referring to is, it's part of who I am and what I do here, is I pay attention to what people are saying. And everyone who's prayed and spoken this evening has helped lay a platform for what I feel the Lord's given me for you tonight. I don't have a clever preach. If you had to ask me to categorize it for you, it's more of a prophetic declaration. And if we look at here what Sam has been saying and the prayers that Joshua and prayed and Louise prayed and the words she used and what Chris prayed and the word that Carmichael brought and the songs we've been singing. So, 2016 was a year of growth. So what I do as the leader of the church, well, this church anyway, is each year I go before the Lord and I say, Lord, what is it that you have for us for the following year? Not because I think God is bound by, he's not bound by 2016, 2017. That's us. We like the nice clean January to December and 1st of January and jump into 2017 and that's all exciting and it's good stuff and it's healthy for us and builds us up and encourages us and gives us a nice morale boost. But if we look at the year 2016, it was a year of growth. And that's what the Lord told me. At the beginning of the year, it was a year of growth. And I trust those that have been with us over this year can look back and go, yes, I did grow. I learned some stuff I didn't know. And I feel that I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. And so that would be helpful. And so we looked at, and what I've tried to do is I've taken the different series that we've preached over the year. And we started off top left there. We looked at gear change and what that meant. And the gear change was that I felt like in the beginning of the year, Lord was, I'm not going to preach the whole series again all over, but I felt the Lord was to relax. I felt that the Lord wanted to take us into a growth and it was time for us to change some gears. And then we looked at the promises of God and that we're leading up to the Easter, that Jesus, the Passover Lamb, and the promises that He gave us were salvation, revelation, deliverance, and fulfillment. And we looked at that, something like that. Then we looked at Grace 101 again. It's always good to come back to grace so that we can understand a deeper understanding of what the old covenant was and what the new covenant is and how we can read scripture through new covenant eyes and not through old covenant eyes. And we understand that some of the points we pulled out there, that number one, Jesus is our hope. There is no other hope. There is only Jesus. Jesus is our hope. And then it's not what you can do for Jesus, because that's how we live our Christian lives. And what can I do for you? You know, we want to run faster, jump higher, run quicker, swim the rivers. But it's not what you can do for Jesus. It's what Jesus has done for you. And we can grasp hold of that truth and live in that and understand His imputed righteousness to us. And then we looked at bless that God made an oath not to hold your sin against you. Because so we still religiously think that He's the big bad God waiting to beat us when we mess up. And we messed up in 2016. Shock treatment for you right now. You're going to mess up in 2017. But He's not going to love you any less. Isn't that good? Because He's a good Father, absolutely. And then we looked at Tetelestai. Jesus paid the full price so that we can be free. Tetelestai, it is paid in full. There is nothing to be added to the cross. I think it was Michelle or Rochelle, I can't remember which one, said the cross has paid it all tonight. And we got to take hold of that and understand not just a cute song we sing, but the cross paid it in full. It is finished, He said. His work, the work of the cross and His work on earth was done. But it doesn't mean that God is done. God continues to work for us. And then God is not punishing you for your past. He is preparing you for your future. We all have great futures. And I'm going to steal this from Swapna. I came in tonight and she came up and she was, it's the last time I'm going to hug you in 2016. She says, but I'll hug you again in 2017. So you can hug somebody quickly and you can cry and say it's the last time you're hugging them in 2016. Because God has a great future. And then we did those little what, why, and how. And we just dealt with some issues in life and how we can get rid of some matters in our life issues. Then we looked at our God and the goodness of God. And God is our protector and the greatness of God. And our God and the faithfulness of God. And we looked at a number of his characters. And then we did that just off the equip. We had the equip. We looked at shadows in the heart. How to deal with forgiveness in our heart. And I just want to encourage you, if you've never dealt with forgiveness, deal with it, because it is your prison bars. And then how we protect our heart and moving on forward from that. And then we did marriage matters, and that helped a whole bunch of people. And with honor, how to honor one another. First of all, we honor God. We honor Jesus. And this year I was asking God, Swapna, I left my thing, so if you can help me, deeper and higher. And now you might think, well, she's your daughter, so she knew what you were going to preach about and the fruit and the tree and all that kind of stuff. She didn't have a clue. And so that, I love it when we have a conglomerate of people speaking and doing stuff, and the Holy Spirit is just highlighting little things. I like to call those the golden threads in our meetings. When the Holy Spirit is weaving a golden thread, and all we have to do is we have to pick up on that thread and watch it get woven into where he wants to take us. So my heart for 2017 is that we're going to go deeper, and by going deeper, we're going to go higher in God, in the things of God, and that we're going to establish more. You know, sometimes we want more of you, God, and I think that's a good prayer. It's not a great biblical prayer. Because God has already given us everything. We already have it all. He sent his Son. He sent Holy Spirit. There's nothing more he's going to give us. He's already given. Our deal is to grab hold of that and imbibe it and run with that. And that's why when we have the problems and the issues, and we will have some more. And I love the scripture that Carmichael used. We are knocked down, but we're getting up. We're perplexed, and we're beaten on every side, but we're still going forward. It's not how many times we get knocked down. It's how many times we get up that counts. And I want to see us continually to move in that and to understand that God is a good God. He has given us everything. And Paul, if any of you have ever been shipwrecked 45 times, beaten 50 times, captured 9 tails a few times, almost stoned to death 3 or 4 times. If you can put your hand up and say, that's me, then you can write this next to your name. I have learned to be content in everything. What a lesson. I wish I could say I've nailed that one. But I'm human, cut me and I bleed just like everyone else. I would like to see in New Year, in 2017, that our spiritual walk become more effective and that we would grow into true disciples of Jesus Christ. Not just believers. True disciples means disciples making disciples. And so we want to be making disciples ourselves. Acts 2:42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and prayers. How many times have we heard the word thankfulness and prayers come up this evening? And I think God is speaking to us. I would like us to be able to say, this is a house of prayer. Now, as you heard me so many times, this is just a beautiful building we have. This is not even a sanctuary. We know people call it a sanctuary, but actual fact, New Testament, New Covenant, this is the sanctuary. There are no brick and mortar sanctuaries anymore. This is the dwelling place of God these days. You and me, we carry it there. And we're all there. Okay, so I think you understand. And I mean, I just loved it when Louise came up and was talking about the tree and fruitfulness. And we want to be able to be word fellowshipped, fellowship dining, breaking bread together, and prayers. And working when our root system is grounded and firm on these foundational truths that the new church imbibed, then we will see something more of a devotion going up. Colossians 2:6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. One of Carmichael's points is now thanksgiving. Everything with thanksgiving. Believers, downward growth into our root system. Our root system has to be firm and strong and true, and all our strength and fruitfulness will depend on the depth to which we are willing to plummet. Do you just want a low level? You know, sometimes you have plants that grow and trees that go have a very shallow root system. And when the storms come and the winds blow, what happens? Timber. So we want a deep root system. And we are a word and spirit people. We are an apostolic, prophetic people. And for us to be able to stand, withstand those onslaughts and the winds that will come in 2017, I don't want to give you a false gospel. Our root system will be strong and we will stand on the word of God. We will stand on the spirit, bringing life and truth into our hearts. And we will go forward the deeper and higher we go. We need a strong system so we can go higher. We have the believer's upward growth, and I've tried to do with the arrows there, whether we're built up, have a strong system. And finally, the three believers, the outward growth, we will be expressed in the depth and the heart that we have as we plumb the depths of biblical truths. Not good motivational speaking, but set on the Word of God, set by the Spirit of God in our midst. Ephesians 3:17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And again, just coming back, our focus is simply Jesus. Jesus. All honor and glory to Jesus. We want to not only acknowledge Jesus in 2017, but we want to acknowledge and have the depth and the understanding and the doctrinal and theological and apologetics, whatever you choose, whatever floats your boat, to understand that he is not just our Lord and Savior. He is our Master. He is the captain of the host. He is all-powerful. He is mighty God. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is everything that we could imagine. We will actively live in the fullness of what Christ has imputed to us. It ends off as saying, filled with the fullness of God. That would not just be a head knowledge, that would just not be words that we say or words that we speak, that would be a heart knowledge. It's something that we would be able to withstand. You know, our job is not to survive society. Our job is not to survive our culture. And we know daily, you only have to read the newspapers and watch the TV to see how our culture is changing. We are meant to be transformers of society and transformers of our culture. But if we don't know who our God is, who we are in him, where we stand, what our position in Christ is, if we do not go deeper, we cannot go higher, we cannot expand. And so that is my heart for 2017, for us to go not just deeper, but higher in him. And then, of course, Louise used the scripture tonight, John 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Not just bear fruit, bear much fruit. And so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in me. Part of our e-values, if you go into our website, you can read it there. Part of one of our e-values is to extend the kingdom of God. And as we go deeper in Christ, as we go high in Christ, we are able to expand and go wider and fruitful and multiply and bear much fruit. As we, I don't want to just say step through 2017. I want to hear the door slam shut behind me of 2016 and that we charge into 2017 with excitement of what has God got for us. What is God? What is God? Challenges is he going to bring for us? What doors is he going to open for us? What door is he going to open for you personally, for your family? And I encourage you as we go forward to think about it. And we mentioned, Dom prayed in the beginning, that as of tomorrow morning, we're starting a 30 days of prayer together. And I trust you all got the email. And you'll get each day you'll get the update on the prayer. Pray with us. As we go through that, spend some time just praying through it. And as I explained, it's not just this is my little prayer that I pray by rote. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, pray in that direction for it. And a part of that is to grow in Him, to be, as Carmichael said, to live victorious lives, to go beyond these four walls and to preach the gospel and to minister in our workplaces and in the shopping centers and wherever we might be. But let us go deeper in Him and high in Him that we might expand. Let this growth be real. Let us extend. Let people say, man, there's something about those people that I want to know more about. You know, sometimes we don't always have to say words. They're good. Words are good. You know, you just can't be a silent witness all the time. You know, we could be like submariners, you know, just underwater all the time, just cruising along. No, we want to have our flag. We want to hoist the flag of Jesus Christ. We want to declare to our community. I'll close with this. I gather every second Wednesday morning with a number of the pastors in the area. And our heart's cry is that Durham region would be a hard place to go to hell from. We want to make it difficult for people to go to hell from here. But that's what we do, all of us together. That's not my job. That's our job. That's what we do together as disciples. I think Chris Menges said, to be disciples. We want to be true disciples, not just believers, not just called Christians, but active, active disciples, discipling others into the kingdom. Thank you so much. Thanks, sir.